Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Justin Platt, Justin, thanks for your time. How excited are the Melbourne Footy Club to finally be back playing footy after watching a couple of clubs go through their paces already for round two?
Yeah, g'day boys. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, no, it's certainly, I suppose you could probably, the word that describes it, we're excited to be back playing the game. When you said just there, was it 82 or 81 days? It doesn't seem, it seems a lot longer than that. So, you know, I know that the players have certainly jumped into the change rooms today and they're pretty excited to get out and start playing footy and doing what they do well.
Justin, you named a side on Thursday night. You've had to make an adjustment to that with Kai Pickett coming out of the lineup as a result of his COVID-19 breach suspension. Has that thrown your plans out greatly? You're considering such a young player, but he's got so much potential and excitement that we were all looking forward to seeing him today. But how have you had to adjust as a result?
Yeah, look, I mean, it did throw us out a little bit. I mean, Pickett has been, you know, I mean, his form in round one was very strong, even though our performance against West Coast was pretty average. He certainly is one of those players for us that we've, you know, that we becomes a really important part of our you know, forward half game around our pressure and particularly our front and square and our front line stuff around goals. So, you know, we brought Alex Neilbourne back into the team. And you know, certainly Cozzy's certainly got some tricks and stuff that we you know, that we think makes us better. So we just had to adjust a little bit, but you know, we've got the philosophy that if, you know, Cozzy's not there, we'll obviously got another player that can play his role, and we, you know, we've got full confidence that that Alex will come in and provide us with what Pickett could have done.
Justin, talking about tricks, Christian Petrarca sort of, he's a silver circus arrangement at times. He can do some things. He maybe just doesn't do it often enough. Here, expectation that this year he's played 86 games of AFL footy. Is there an expectation this year that we're going to see the very, very best from Christian Petrarca?
Well, his early form and his pre-season suggests that he's in best, you know, career best nick in regards to his body and his running ability. And you know, he had a really strong pre-season, and you know, you would have seen him in the early round that he's adjusted a lot of shifted a lot of weight off his body, and you know, he's able to move around the ground a lot more freer. But he's you know, I mean, everything indicates that he's 4 years in the system now. He's getting to that age where, you know, that he's got through them first couple of years, and you know, the expectation is with Christian that, you know, he's going to play a lot through the midfield. He's going to play a bit forward. He's got a lot of power and a lot of freakish sort of attributes in his game that you know, certainly helps our football team. But you know, for Christian, it's you know, he's put himself in a really good position to be able to you know, really compete at the highest level and use his attributes. So look, we've got a lot of confidence in him that he's you know, that he's going to keep evolving as a player, keep evolving, you know, with the attributes that he does have as an AFL player. And you know, I think that you know, it's times now that we're going to see a lot of strengths come back out of his game. Certainly,
let's hope so. Demon fans will be derobing if they see the best of Christian Petrarca week in, week out. At the opposite end of the spectrum, tell us about the two kids, Trent and Luke Jackson. Tell us a little bit about their journey to this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we've got three young boys, obviously, you know, playing their games, their first games for the club, and obviously Harley as well. But, you know, Lukey Jackson, we've been super impressed with this young kid. Look, you'll get a really good look at him today. He's an athletic, rangy, you know, just when the ball's in his area, things seem to happen. You can probably look at his stat sheet, and he probably has four or five stats for the game, but he seems like he has more impact on the game. He's a jack-in-the-box. His ability to really get after the ball at ground level is probably something that I haven't seen in a kid his height. You know, he's going to evolve into a, you know, a really big kid. But you know, he's a happy young boy. He's come in and he trains hard. It's something that we you know, we can't question from that point of view. He's yeah, he's going to be a very exciting player in years to come. And obviously Rivers, his form over the last two or three weeks just really made us pick him today, because he's forming in our intra-club matches. You know, he attacks the ball in the right way. He's a really good kick. He can intercept mark, and he's a really good size, but he just plays the game the right way. So the one thing that, you know, certainly that we'll get out of both of those young men, they're quality young men. They'll come in and they'll give us a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. And I think this early stage of the year, particularly today, I think that energy stuff's going to be really, really important. You know, you want to get off to a really good start, and these kids certainly will provide us with both of that.
Speaking with Melbourne midfield coach Justin Plapp, here's Michael Barlow on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, Justin, I want to ask about a former teammate of mine. We've seen him earlier today walking some laps with Coach Simon Goodwin, Harley Bennell. I suppose your expectation as a club on him today, and I suppose that relationship, which is really visible between coach and player, and the transformation we've seen in Harley since arriving in Melbourne.
Yeah, Michael, I mean, he hasn't put a foot wrong since he walked into the joint, and he's a type of bloke, even though that I've only sort of had about six months with him, he's a real relationship player. He puts a lot of trust in his coaches, and puts a lot of trust in people around him. Particularly with his journey over the last three or four years, he's had some real challenges, hasn't he? But you know, since he's come into the club, he hasn't put a foot wrong, and there's been some stuff around about whether it's the right decision for Harley this week. Well, from a club point of view, we couldn't expect to see anything else more from him. He's had 6 to 7 months of a really solid rehab program. You know, the running load that he needed to get into his body, even with the COVID stuff that happened, has allowed him to really probably not be pressured through that time to get himself back ready. So, he's ticked that box. And the last 3 weeks, once we come back to the club and we got back into footy, I mean, his natural talent's just come to the fore. And the last 2 weeks in particular, the two games that we had intra-clubs, he just showed his hand and was forced us really to pick us through, his ability. Michael, what you know from him as a player, he's got some freaky stuff, and he's going to add to our connection forward of the ball, which is something that we've been lacking and something that we've really been working on as a club. So, we're really excited for him, and fingers crossed he gets through the game, and we can get away with the win today.
And last one from me, Justin, in relation to the opposition over the other side of the fence today, Patrick Cripps, you'll have to put some work into him. You've got some really good ball-hunting midfielders yourself. Is there a direct plan to go with him or try and exploit him on the spread?
Yeah, look, he's a fantastic player, and we've obviously done a fair bit of work on him this week. And I think that, the one advantage that we're going to have today is obviously Max Gawn's ability to, hopefully have an advantage in that area of the game. So hopefully we can hit it away from him. We'll do a lot of work in and around stoppage. At times we'll probably have to squeeze him up and try and limit that, that ability, that explosive stuff that he gets out of stoppage, because when he gets on a roll, he's very, very hard to stop. But, we've got some stuff in play around Maxi, where we're going to hit the ball and where we're going to direct that. And, the one thing that we do have ball hunters. We do have three or four mids in there that get after the footy. So we don't want to take that away, that strength away from them. But just have a little bit more balance probably on the outside and when we do need to go and attack the footy and go and win the ball. But, yeah, it's certainly going to be a really big challenge for us. Patrick's a quality player, and that when he's doing well, generally Carlton are playing their best footy as well.
Justin, you've left out Oscar McDonald, and Carlton go in pretty tall up forward with Casbolt, McGovern, and also Mackay coming back into the team. And you've got May and Lever. Is there another option to take on one of those taller players?
Well, we sort of think that the players that we've picked there today are, Rivers is another one that can play pretty tall as well. Obviously, Neville Jeddah will probably go to Betts. But we're sort of hoping that that those boys down there at the moment can get the job done, and we're pretty keen that Maisie will probably take one of the keys, and then Lever can play the role that he does about sitting off and intercepting and really having an impact early. So it's something we've been working on. It's a back six around how we best match up and how we best manipulate and get the best players free as a back six, but we're pretty confident those six down there are going to be able to get the job done today.
And Luke Jackson, will he get opportunities to, have a bit of a run in the ruck? I know probably Maxi would love to play the whole time there, considering his shorter quarters, but will he get some sort of opportunity?
Yeah, well, obviously the shorter quarters, you know, we're hoping that Max can potentially do 95% of the work in there. I mean, that's going to allow, you know, for him to be on the ground longer. But Lukey will be, he'll get 2 or 3 minutes a quarter, I would have thought, you know, through the ruck while Max goes off and has a, you know, goes and has a rest. But, you know, you'll get to see some pretty freaky stuff because he can jump at the ball and he's pretty a bit of a live wire. And when the ball hits the ground, particularly around, you know, stoppages and contest areas, he's like a man possessed. He tackles, he chases, he hunts, he does everything that you'd want in a big fella. So, yeah, you'll get a good look at him through there. Probably only a couple of minutes, but I think it's going to be good for his development and exposure.
Justin, before we let you go, can you give us a few words on Neville Jetta, who plays game 150 today?
Yeah, look, it's just, I mean, he's been a fantastic player for this, for our club. And, you know, we sat at training the other day and they went through a video and showed some of the highlights of his time at Melbourne. And, you know, he's been a real workhorse. He's found himself at the other end where he's been, actually been delisted early in his career and, you know, and been put back on as a rookie and then evolved as a player. But you talk about, you know, quality people in the community. I mean, Neville does a hell of a lot of work in and around that area. He's a quality person. You know, and I couldn't be happier for him today because he has been, you know, a really, really strong person of this character, of this club, you know, particularly in some pretty tough times over the last 10 or so years. So, you know, hoping that he has a good game and we get away with a win today.
Absolutely. Justin, really appreciate your time. Great to chat with you on K-Rock Football, and we wish you the very best of luck for this afternoon.
No problems, boys. Thanks for having me.
Justin Platt joining us there, Melbourne midfield coach, the Demons and the Blues to bounce at 4:35.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.